Well, Akram Hindi, Press TV's correspondent in the capital of Yemen, Sana'a, joins me now. What is the latest on the fighting? Death toll, we understand, is around 50.
Yes, but these are not confirmed reports because these are reports have been announced by certain media outlets. Because the fighting have been renewed for the last 2 days heavily, especially after the blast that took place on Friday's prayer. And since then, the fighting renewed heavily, and the number might be accurate.
And I understand negotiations are continuing with the Persian Gulf state of Qatar playing a role. What role are they playing?
Well, Qatar has started its initiated its efforts since June 2007 to control this issue between the rebels of al-Houthi in Sa'da and the Yemeni government, and has been successful for holding a truce for 6 months that was just broke in the last 3 days due to the renewal of the fighting after Friday's explosion. And they are also giving some time to the government and to the Houthi rebels to resume the negotiations, hoping that they will have to reach a very good resolution within the coming days.
Now, Akram, why is the violence suddenly started again? What is the Zaydi sect that is being blamed by the Yemeni government?
Well, the Zaydi sect is not one of the biggest Islamic movements or sects that is having a strong power until this issue of al-Houthi has erupted 3 years ago, since 2005. But you will be surprised to know that the president of Yemen himself is belonging to this Zaydi sect. But it seems that al-Houthi is now starting a new wave of rebellion, calling for regaining the imamate role before President Saleh. And as you have said in your question, they are blaming the president for allying with the United States of America, and they are asking him to step down of power and claiming that he is or his government is all illegal.
Talking about the United States, obviously the United States bombed Somalia over the past few days, and some people are saying that adding to the instability in Yemen is the U.S. backing of the Somali government, which overthrew the Islamic courts. What is this refugee crisis like in Yemen?
Well, the refugee crisis in Yemen is really untold, and we journalists are the first one to be blamed because we don't highlight more issues or more light about this issue. Because whatever happens in Somalia would be affected greatly by Yemen, because all the Somalis, the nearest place to them is to escape to Yemen. Even if there is a conflict between Ethiopia and Somalia as well, people were fled to Yemen, and even the Eritreans, because we are the closest point to the African Horn. And the backing of the Americans to Yemen is within the international backing of combating what is called international terrorism. But this issue of the bombardment of the Somalian government in the recent time has really affected the Yemenis, because the borders are very open, and you know Yemen have signed a lot of UN agreements, and they help to accept refugees to a certain amount.
So, Akram, would you characterize the current instability in Yemen as being caused by the United States?
I would say in the whole region, you know, what's happening in Iraq and what is happening currently with the crisis in Lebanon, and what is happening currently also in most of the even African countries, in Algeria and in Morocco and in Egypt, is all supported by the United States.
That's quite a few countries. Akram Hindi in...